This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Britain said Thursday that Iranian vessels trying to interfere with a British oil tanker's passage through the Strait of Hormuz. A government statement said the Iranians backed off when they received a warning from a British warship. Iran's Revolutionary Guards denied Britain's accusation. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani warned Wednesday that Britain would face unspecified consequences over the seizure last week of an Iranian oil tanker suspected of transporting oil to Syria in violation of sanctions. U.S. President Donald Trump said he will soon substantially increase economic sanctions against Iran. The heightened threat comes as the United States accused Tehran of nuclear extortion by breaching the 2015 Iran International Pact aimed at curtailing its nuclear weapons development. Iran has acknowledged it is now enriching uranium beyond the limits of the accord Trump withdrew from last year. But the U.S. said it remains open to new negotiations with Tehran without preconditions. The southern U.S. state of Louisiana is bracing for possible tropical weather. A storm brewing in the Gulf of Mexico that dumped as much as 8 inches of rain in parts of the city of New Orleans in a 3-hour span was forecast to strengthen into a tropical depression Thursday and possibly a weak hurricane by Friday. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell said in a news conference Wednesday, residents should keep at least 3 days of supply on hand.
We are monitoring levels of the Mississippi River. We are monitoring the potential threat of a tropical cyclone 2. It is still too soon to tell what the impact will be, but we believe there will be an impact.
The U.S. states of Mississippi and Texas are also at risk. This is VOA News. Embattled U.S. Secretary of Labor Alexander Acosta has defended a plea deal he helped broker with billionaire Jeffrey Epstein in 2008 in Florida. The wealthy financier is detained in New York, where federal prosecutors have charged him with sex trafficking of minors between 2002 and 2005. Acosta has been under pressure to step down after it became known that, as U.S. attorney in Florida, he agreed to a mild sentence for Epstein. VOA's Zlatica Hulk reports.
Acosta defended himself in a press conference Wednesday, saying that Epstein's case was handled by the Florida state prosecutors, who he said would have let Epstein go free.
Our prosecutors, as this 2008 article recounts, presented the ultimatum, plead guilty to more serious charges, charges that require jail time, registration, and restitution, or we'd roll the dice and bring a federal indictment. Without the work of our prosecutors, Epstein would have gotten away with just that state charge.
Epstein is currently jailed in New York, awaiting a bail hearing. Prosecutors say the federal agents who raided his New York home have seized a vast trove of lewd photographs of young-looking women or girls. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Since Epstein's arrest Saturday night, several women have come forward alleging they were abused by Epstein while they were underage. Several conservative groups are heading to the White House on Thursday to discuss how to deal with reports and stories from social media. Few details are available about the White House summit and its attendees, but the event comes amid wide-ranging criticism of Twitter and Facebook. Neither company will be present and reportedly have not been invited. President Trump has increasingly criticized the three big social media firms, which also includes YouTube, for what he says is censorship and bias against conservative voices. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee is set to vote Thursday on whether to authorize issuing subpoenas to current and former Trump administration and campaign officials as part of investigations into obstruction of justice, corruption, and the administration's policies of separating families and detaining children at the border. The chairman of the U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee introduced a bill that would punish Saudi Arabia for human rights violations, but it does not block arms sales to the kingdom. We have more on this story on VOAnews.com. Go there for the latest as well as more international headlines. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
VOA 1.